Alzheimer's disease, as you know, has been studied intensively for the last 20 years or so in the intention of developing new treatments. And so far, although we know a great deal about the disease process, new drugs that are really effective at attacking the disease at its root have not come out of the research. But there are a number of new ones now that may help, and they're being tested in labs around the world. The essence of the conclusion that we all, you know, have reached about Alzheimer's disease is that it's a brain disease that is caused by a little protein fragment called the A-beta peptide. And that's derived from a protein that's encoded on chromosome 21, which is interesting for other reasons. And it essentially polymerizes into little fibers that then aggregate in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease into thousands of little Brillo pads that kill the nerve cells.
Wow, Brillo pads. That's quite the visual. And is this something that can start with, is it genetically prompted, or is it something where over time this can happen?
It's both. Probably 70% of Alzheimer's disease has a genetic component, and then another 30% is due to unknown or less studied environmental influences. So it does occur over time in an individual. They're not born with it, as people with Down syndrome are, but they develop the pathology at various times, depending upon whether they're an example of what we call sporadic Alzheimer's disease, in which case they develop AD over the age of 65, or whether they're one of the few individuals that are members of families that have a mutation that causes Alzheimer's disease, in which case they can develop Alzheimer's disease in their 50s, their 40s, their 30s, even their late 20s.
Is that something that you can test for and find out ahead of time?
Yes, because it's caused by a genetic mutation in one of a few genes, the amyloid precursor protein gene that's on chromosome 21, and the main one is a presenilin gene on chromosome 14, those mutations can be tested for. But of course, the vast, vast majority, 95 to 97% of people with Alzheimer's disease do not have a genetic mutation that causes it.
And, you know, in my family, there may be Parkinson's. So we've talked about, gosh, if there were a way to test for it. But my understanding is sometimes those kinds of tests are really expensive.
They can be, yes. And they also don't necessarily help the patient or the future patient very much, in the sense that, let's say we have a test for Alzheimer's disease that can be taken when somebody's 55, and it gives them a sense of their risk. It doesn't guarantee that they'll get it or not get it, but it just gives them a sense of their risk. What are they going to do? There isn't a drug or a treatment now that can help somebody at the age of 55 lower their risk very much. The only two things that we know about is to reduce your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, get more exercise, which you should do anyway.
Is there a direct correlation between those and Alzheimer's, or more just overall health?
No, there's a direct correlation with Alzheimer's disease for a number of reasons. First of all, it seems that people with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and any kind of cardiovascular problem have an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. And it could be a direct effect on Alzheimer's disease, which we think it is partly, but it's also partly that it increases the risk for vascular dementia due to problems in the blood vessels of the brain. And vascular dementia occurs very often in concert with Alzheimer's disease. So if you have both, you're at increased risk of dementia. So if you could do something about one of them, namely the vascular dementia, you should.
Dr. Potter, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
It's a pleasure, Elise.